Chapter 1. That it had all been a lie shouldn't come as any surprise, really. And yet, the truth, a terrible, indisputable truth that unfolds line by blue ballpoint line, filling the pages of the black marble notebook, is somehow astonishing. How did you never suspect it back then? Or at least in the years since? Looking back at the childhood decades spent in this house, an ornate, faded Second Empire Victorian mansion in one of the oldest neighborhoods in the city, it's so easy to see how it might have happened this way. How it did happen this way. There is no mistaking the evidence. No mistaking the distinct handwriting. A cramped backhand scrawl so drastically different from the loopy, oversized penmanship so typical of other girls that age. Different. Of course it was different. She was different from the other girls. Tragically, dangerously different. I remember her so well. I remember her. Remember so many things about her. Both how she lived and how she... Footsteps approach, tapping up the wooden stairway to this cupola perched high above the third-story mansard roofline. Topped by wrought iron cresting that prongs the sky like a king's squared-off crown.
Hello? Are you still up there?
Calls Sandra Lutz, the realtor.
Yes. Where else would I be? Did you think I jumped out the window while you were gone?
Sandra had excused herself 10 minutes ago after finally answering her cell phone. It had buzzed incessantly with incoming calls and texts as their footsteps echoed in one empty room after another on this final walkthrough before the listing goes up this week. The entire contents of this house are now in storage, with the exception of the rocker where Mother went undiscovered for weeks.
I don't think that chair is something you'd want to keep, Sandra said in one of their many long-distance telephone conversations when the storage arrangements were being made.
Of course not. The corpse would have been crawling with maggots and oozing bodily fluids, staining the brocade upholstery and permeating it with a terrible stench of death. Presumably, someone, surely not the lovely Sandra, tossed the desecrated rocking chair into a dumpster. Everything else was transported to the storage facility somewhere in the suburbs. As for Mother herself, I'd just as soon someone tossed her into a dumpster, too. But of course, the proper thing to do was arrange, also long distance, for a cremation.
We have a number of packages, Glenn Cicero, the undertaker, said over the phone, after remarking that he remembered Mother from all the years she worked part-time at Russo's drugstore as a pharmacy clerk.
Packages? She's not just in one urn? How many are there?
No, that's not what I meant. I was talking about funeral packages. It just depends on how you want to set up visitation hours and...
No visitation. I live almost 500 miles away and I can't get up there just yet, and there's no one else.
Pause.
There are no other family and friends here in the Buffalo area who might want to...
No one else.
All right, then.
He went over the details, mentioning that there would be an additional $75 charge for a shipment of the ashes.
Can you just hold on to...
It? Her? What was the proper terminology, aside from the profane term so often used to refer to Mother, though never to her face, back when she was alive?
The remains? Cicero supplied delicately. Yes, can you hold on to the remains until I can come in person?
When would that be?
Sometime this summer. I'm selling the house, so I'll be there to make the final arrangements for that.
The undertaker dutifully provided instructions on how to go about retrieving what was left of the dearly departed when the time came. The time is now here. But of course there will be no trip to Cicero and Son funeral home. Mother's ashes can sit on a dusty shelf there for all eternity. As for the contents of this old house,
I'm sure you won't want to go through it all just yet, Sandra Lutz said earlier, handing over the rental agreement with the monthly payments automatically deducted from Mother's checking account and a set of keys to the storage unit. Not when the loss is so fresh, but empty houses are much more appealing to buyers, and this way at least we can get the home on the market.
Yes, the sooner this old place is sold, the better.
As for the padlocked compartment filled with a lifetime of family furniture and mementos,
good riddance to all of it.